this out, and we will talk some Lebanon High School track and field in 3, 2, and 1. Thanks again for joining us here on the Saturday morning. Let's go ahead and shift gears and turn our attention to the sport of track and field. Lebanon Tigers are well underway with their season, and of course, we always like to get a visit with the coach and hear from some of the student athletes, and so that's what we're going to do right now. So we welcome back head coach Shelley West. Shelley, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing well. So give me a quick early season report. How's the season going?
Season's starting out great. You know, the weather in the beginning was a little iffy for us. We got one meet in before our spring break with the Boone County meet, and then we had another meet this week, which the weather this week was amazing, and then we're at the Big Orange meet today.
So we'll get a quick recap. Let's just go ahead and start with the Boone County meet. Obviously, you get Zionsville, Western Boone, and some athletes from Traders Point. How did you feel your kids competed in that event?
And I think we performed well. We stepped up in different areas to get some good performances for the night. And you know, that early in the season, you don't always have everybody with you, and try to figure out who's going to be in what events and to be able to score the best for your team. So, but overall, we had a great night on boys and girls.
And then what about the meet? We'll talk more about the Tri-West meet, but what did you see in that event?
At Tri-West, it was, you know, we've first dual meet with them that we've had, and it was just another good night. I mean, we keep seeing some great performances from anywhere from our field events to our runners, and just people stepping up in different areas. They're wanting to try different events till we go into, you know, till later in the season we get in the tournament and figure out where everybody goes.
Sure. What did you do prior to the season? What was kind of your preparation leading into this year?
We meet, you know, we have a lot of multi-sport athletes, so they're all already in a lot of a winter sport, but those that are not, you know, get together in the winter time and do some workouts, and then we start in January about 3 days a week, and then we get going and into February, and just a lot of, you got the weather to determine whether or not you're outside or inside and whether or not you can get your mats out for jumping. And so we just kind of went with it and did whatever we could and got in the weight room, and we're just trying to get better every day.
Yeah. Did you do any indoor meets?
We had some athletes that went to a few indoor meets. We did not we didn't qualify into the state meet because we actually didn't do too many of those. We starts our spring break and people were already out of schedule out of town. So, but we did a few, not as a team, just individuals.
Again, we're talking here with Shelley West as we get an update on what's happening with the high school track and field team. So let's break down the teams and give me a report on the guys' team. Who are some fellas you think will do well for you this year?
Well, you know, our numbers right now with boys and girls combined, we're over 100 athletes this year, and that's the most I've had. And our guys' side, we're around 60. 60-some guys, and we're just seeing every day we see somebody step up and just perform a little better in the past two meets. So, you know, Caden Lark's already, he's jumped pretty well on high jump already. You got Trey Reese, you got throwers, you got Mason and Nabi that has stepped out. We have a lot of new kids as well, so I'm probably missing a few, and I hate that part of it. But, you know, they're just, everybody's just working hard, and their energy is just high and excited for the season. On the ladies' side, we have, you know, over 40 girls this year. Last year our numbers were really low, and I have a couple of senior girls with me today that are performing well already and, you know, getting into the middle part of our season, and it's good to see those good results. And so on our girls, I got Grace Merch with me. We call her Merch. She's a thrower, and she's doing discus, and she's throwing well. Not where she wants to be just yet, I know that, but, you know, practice makes us better every day. And then Chloe Coyle's here, and she's just improved tremendously from her freshman year till now, and she's already hitting some good times, probably PRs already, and so anxious to see how the rest of her season goes.
I know one of the measuring sticks, of course, is the conference event, and how do you see this team? Is this both teams? Are they teams you think could win the Sagamore Conference this year?
I think we'll be a good competitor. We have some great teams out there in our conference, and you know, Webo's coming back as on the female side as the returning champion, and they're very good again this year, so that'll be some good competition for us, so we know where we have to step up. And on the guys side, Danville's returning, and again they're good again this year, and I mean all of the teams are performing well right now. So but we always have that opportunity as long as we step up and and do what we're supposed to do the day of, and we'll do well.
All right. Before we let you go, tell me again about the two student athletes you brought with you here today.
I have Grace Merchant, and as I say that right, and she is my senior. She throws for us, and then I have Chloe Coyle, and Chloe is a senior distance runner.
All right, very good. Coach West, as always, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. Once again, talking Lebanon High School track and field here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Well, let's go ahead and welcome in our student athletes from here at Lebanon High School, Grace Ann Merchant and Chloe Coyle. So let's begin with the thrower, Grace Ann Merchant. Grace Ann, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So first of all, I always like to ask the athletes why their particular sport. So why track and field for you?
At first, it was just like a fun sport to do, just to get out and meet new people. But I've grown to like throwing discus and shot put a lot. So it kind of became like my favorite sport out of all three.
And so tell us about the other sports that you compete in.
I competed in volleyball, girls wrestling, and then the track.
All right, very good. Again, Grace Ann Merchant with us here, senior at Lebanon High School. Chloe Coyle is back with us once again. Hello, Chloe.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
So why track and field for you?
I've been a runner since sixth grade, and then the team dynamic of track and field and cross country, my other sport, is what really draws me in because it's so supportive of each other, and it's just a great bonding.
Again, we're talking Lebanon High School track and field here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So talk to me first, Chloe, about your preparation leading into the season. What have been some things you've been doing?
Over the winter, I did a lot of strength training. But as for track-wise, I did a little bit of running, just trying to get better from cross-country season, keep some endurance up. Didn't do much speed, just kind of kept with endurance, getting miles in.
Grace, what about for you? What did you do to get ready for the season?
So wrestling ended in January, the beginning of January. So right as that ended, I started getting into track and preparing for the season to come and staying after practice and doing all the things I needed to do.
Again, we're talking Lebanon High School track and field here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Grace Ann, give me a little breakdown on the other throwers that are a part of the Lebanon Tiger team.
So on our boys team, the two top competitors, I would say, are Nabi Suma and Mason Crew. And then on our girls team, I would say it's myself, Gabby Deakins, Carly Adams, and Soteria.
Which do you like more, shot put or discus?
Discus for sure.
You do?
Yeah.
And why is that?
Shot put is, discus is more detailed and technical, where shot put, it's like you, if you're really strong, you can throw really far.
Yeah. Chloe, let me ask you, what events does Coach West have you competing in?
Oh, she has me in a lot of events. It just depends on the meet. I run anywhere from the 400, the 800, the mile, the 2 mile, and then the 4x8 and the 4x4.
Mm-hmm. Who would be the other runners that you compete against on the team that make you better?
Oh, definitely Penny Lamerson, Nadia Jones, and Julia Howard. And then Harper Adams, too. We're all really close, so we push each other very hard.
Yeah. Is there an event that you like, you feel like, this is where I do my best?
I have a lot of events I like, but I feel like I do my best in the 2 mile. It's not my favorite event, but I feel like I can push myself better in it.
Yeah, we're talking Lebanon High School track and field here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We visit with Grace Ann Merchant and Chloe Coyle. So, Chloe, goals for you this year. What do you hope to accomplish, this being your last year of running track and field here at Lebanon?
I hope to just, like, have a fun season, encourage my teammates, and make it as far as we can. The end goal is hopefully state, but I just want to have a fun season without putting insane pressure on myself this year.
Okay. What about for you, Grace Ann? What are your goals this year?
As Chloe said, like, just to have fun and make it as far as we can go. I think throwing farther than I was in the beginning of this season, past 100 feet, would be my end goal.
Again, we've been talking track and field here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. What are your plans after high school, Grace Ann?
I'm going to go to University of Southern Indiana in Evansville and study radiology technician.
Okay. Why that area of study?
I just really have liked the medical field, and it was the only thing that didn't make me bored.
All right, fair enough. Chloe, what about for you? What are your thoughts after high school?
I've enlisted in the United States Air Force after high school.
And so why the armed forces for you?
It was just a safe option, I feel like, something that would push me physically and then help me further down the road.
All right, so when do you ship off?
August 15th is when I leave.
All right, so at least you have all summer to enjoy it.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, I'll say this early, but thank you for your service. It's a big decision, I know. Well, we've been talking high school track and field here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We began, as always, with Coach West, and we just had a chance to visit with two members of this year's team, both seniors, Grace Ann Merchant and Chloe Coyle, and we wish them well as they get another season underway. We'll take a break and be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.